Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for August 21st. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank our August patron, Mikey Canuck. Thank you so much for being our patron of the month. If you want to jump in for September, go to patreon.com/thegamersin. And I'm actually recording this a little bit late. So if you aren't a patron, you're getting this at the exact same time as our patrons. No early access this time around, but normally it does go up a few days early for patrons. So little bonus for you, as well as supporting the Gamers In. Speaking of the Gamers In, let's talk about what we're going to be talking about on the show. So here's the thing, Baldur's Gate 3, still a very big part of what I'm playing, essentially. We are going to move on, though, to, more Baldur's Gate 3. that joke worked better in writing phase. But here's the thing. I am still incredibly hooked on the game. I have finished Act 1. I feel like I did, like, everything I could in Act 1. I explored a good portion of the map. We have a really good discussion going in our game discussions forum on the Discord. bit.ly/TGI Discord. And I've been just kind of like checking with folks of like, okay, like what's this? Do we have to do this? Have I done this yet? What happens if I do this? And it's been really good. So definitely jump in there. And I'll say this about Baldur's Gate 3 in terms of the show. I think Jocelyn's going to jump in when she has a chance this month, if not maybe into September. But likely we're going to, I want to approach it in sort of like acts. Now that we did the first impressions, I'm going to talk about Act 1. Obviously, spoilers will be kept to a bare minimum just because Jocelyn hasn't played yet. And I don't want to spoil it live for her on the show. That being said, like we might dive into some light spoilers, but I don't think we'll talk about like choices and how Act 1 wraps up and all that. So just that's what I'm thinking so far. But I imagine once Jocelyn catches up, we'll talk about more specific details. And because we're focusing on the acts, no promises as to when Act 2 will be happening. I'm still slowly making my way through it. But for those who are wondering about other games, of course, August is very busy in terms of games. But this week, I have a game called Unguard, which is a indie title focused on sort of a swashbuckling sword combat simulator where you have to use your environment to fight your enemies as well as your sword abilities. And it is a very fun game, and I'll be able to talk about that on the Gamers In this week. In terms of scheduling, though, we are pushing our show about a day. We wanted to cover the Gamescom opening night live announcements, which is happening Tuesday afternoon. So we had to bump a day. So I would expect Gamers In to be in the feed maybe Thursday, around Thursday. So just a little bit late from our normal schedule. In terms of other games, I did see that Blizzard soft launched Warcraft Rumble on the Canadian app stores, both Google and iOS. So I've been playing a little bit of that on my iPad and just kind of playing around there. I'll have impressions on that probably next week. I'm going to save it for next week just because I want to focus on Unguard and my time with Baldur's Gate 3. So, you know, lots coming over the next couple weeks. And obviously, we'll talk about other games we're going to talk about for August, like Sea of Stars. That one's coming in late August. And Starfield in early September. So lots to look forward to as we head into the fall. Now, for Summoner's Call, it was also impacted by our schedule bumps last week, just with all the sick kids at home. It was very hard to record, and we were busy in the evening. So we decided, hey, let's just push to the next week, and we'll talk about all the new content for Summoner's Call. So with Fire Emblem Heroes, we'll be talking about they had a special Heroes Tea Party focus banner, and the Brave Heroes arrived. Which, if you're not a Fire Emblem Heroes player, what that means is Every year at the start of, around the start of the year, during the anniversary of the game, which is in February, they do what's called Choose Your Legends. And it allows players to vote on their favorite characters, and they pick the top two from the men's division and top two from the women's division, and they create unique heroes of those characters. And those are then added into the game around mid-August, so about a six-month turnaround there. And those heroes have arrived. We'll be talking about them on our episode this week. And in terms of scheduling, we are looking to switch up our scheduling a little bit. And I am thinking that what we probably will end up doing is we will move our Monday recordings to be after whenever a new Heroes or Special Heroes banner has been posted. Now, what this allows us to do is basically focus on like the larger chunks of content being added to the game and ensures that we're going to be able to cover them in a timely fashion. Sometimes we would record a week and a half after the heroes were added just based on how it fell into our every other week schedule. And I think this will just allow us to kind of like not worry about being late to talk about these heroes or having to double them up like we are this week. But that being said, family comes first. Scheduling can be bumped. And that's what happened this past week. But that's kind of what I'm thinking for going forward is we'll focus on recording the Monday after, batches of heroes are arriving. What that means for Mythic and Legendary heroes, I think that will mean they either fall in with our normal recording and hopefully those, and we would hope to have those heroes still active, but we have the Summoner's Call mini format that we can do that can assist with, that can assist whenever we have a section that's like, okay, this is not going to fall. This hero won't be available when we do record. Let's get a mini out just to kind of like cover that hero. But, we'll try that. Schedule is permitting, but that's kind of what we're thinking going forward. And this will allow us to be more timely with our content. Let's look at upcoming video games. Immortals of Avium is arriving on the 22nd of August. Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, arriving on the 25th. That's a new one from Software. Sea of Stars arriving on the 29th. That one I'm really looking forward to. I played the demo and really enjoyed it. So we'll be talking about that one on the Gamers Inn shortly after it arrives. And then finally, Trine 5, A Clockwork Conspiracy, arriving on the 31st of August. Looking at our TGI Game Club, Psychonauts 2 continues as we enter our fifth milestone, and it looks like we're going to be wrapping up with our sixth. So 6 weeks of Psychonauts 2 TGI Game Club, and if you're interested, you can always jump in. It's a really fun game, and if you want to jump in on the conversation, you can go back to previous milestones, or you can jump in right at the end there and have some fun conversations. So please do so. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great couple weeks.